This is Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and welcome to the original anchor station providing tech talk tips and observations. It's Fabulous Follow Friday, and I invite you to call in and give us your one-minute elevator pitch about you and your station. If you prefer, tell us about a station you'd recommend us to visit. It's all about sharing and caring on Follow Friday, and we want to hear from you. Of course, we'll be talking tips and answering your questions too, and I invite you to participate in the show. Just call in, comment. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned. I've got more coming right up.
Hi, Avi. Trina Kirkland over here at Talk Up with Trina. Quick tech question, please. When I go to look to try to view certain people's, when I go to view all episodes, Anchor will just pop me out and I have to go back in, but it still won't let me do that. But it will let me look at some people's all episodes. And I did hear somebody talking about it the other day, and I thought it was Barbara KB. And I tried to go into her episodes to see how she resolved that problem, but I couldn't get into her profile to view her. So what's the problem when you try to view all episodes and Anchor just crashes? Can you help me out here? Thank you, Avi.
An SOS from Trina. Trina, thanks for calling in. You know, anytime you have an unusual situation with Anchor like that, and not everyone is experiencing it at the same time, meaning that there's a server issue, it's likely the cache on your phone. Not the C-A-S-H, but the C-A-C-H-E, which means that your phone is having challenges synchronizing with what's up on the server. So the way to deal with that is to uninstall the app from your phone. Don't get scared. You're not going to lose a damn thing, because everything you have in Anchor is up on their server. You're just communicating it with the app on your device, okay? So it doesn't matter whether it's iOS or Android. You simply remove the app. Make sure you know your username and password before you do that, so you don't lose connectivity with the station and your station. You don't want to have to create a new station. That's not a smart idea. So once you've uninstalled the app, make sure you shut the phone down, clear everything out, bring it back up, reinstall the app, reconnect, and I think your challenge will just go away like butter on a hot piece of toast. Okay? If it doesn't, let me know, because you'll want to contact the Anchor team at support@anchor.fm. But the fix for many, many challenges with this particular app is to simply uninstall it. Over time, it grows to a certain size and it affects the performance. So by removing it, reinstalling it, it tends to clear up a lot of those types of challenges. Hopefully that'll do it. Let me know. Get back to me. Let me know if it fixed it, because inquiring minds always want to know. Hope you're getting ready for a great weekend. It's Fabulous Friday. I'm looking forward to it. It's dance night for me.
Avi, it's KT. We went on the Record with Friends for the Tide Talk yesterday. I'm not sure if Brian called in or not, but I basically did shut up and did not talk a lot. And he talked, and then the call dropped. So the mystery, again, is still not solved. And I'm just hoping this gets solved quick, because we got another one of these on Tuesday. And, well, you know, knowing the weekend, it'll fly by. And, oh, boy. All right, let's see if we can get this fixed for Tuesday. And have a good time. Thanks, Avi.
KT, Record with Friends is definitely a sporadic thing. My call yesterday with Paul broke up three times, okay? I had to mend three different segments together. It actually broke twice, and these are all iOS to iOS calls. So it's not just an Android to iOS issue. I'm sure others are having the challenge. The thing for me is that I'm able to take the calls offline and seam them together in my, audio application, so I can do this with Audacity and make it look like it's just one call. But when it's broken up and you don't have that facility, it becomes a real challenge, because you have to deal with the missed calls and the information that just really doesn't need to go out through a segment. So I'm suggesting that you report this. We're going to have to report it. Hopefully, I'm going to get to engage with the team soon, and I will let them know what's going on, and look forward to getting back to you and finding out what exactly might be causing this, because it's not just one issue. There is a number of them, and I do believe it's fundamental in the actual app. So we'll get to the bottom of it, but it's not something we can actually cure with a fix on anyone's particular application, I don't believe. All right, it's going to have to be a back-end solution. I will report back to you as soon as I have some more information, my friend. Thanks, brother.
Oh, it's Friday. What up, though? It's Match Matt from the Match Matt podcast that's available here on Anchor, iTunes, and on SoundCloud.com/MatchMatt. That's MatchMatt, the podcast, and we roll and smoke the best loud, and we always know what exactly to talk about. So you can find us here. You can subscribe. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram for MatchMatt_. We're selling stickers. We do events. We do great interviews. And, man, it's just raw content. So what you want to talk about is what I want to listen to. So I'm always able to be accepted to feedback and critique. And if you guys really just want to chop it up with me, if you guys really want to figure out what's going on, if you guys really want to get into the culture, y'all want to talk some real shit, and if y'all don't want to fight and argue, and if y'all want to come up to some solutions, come to Match Matt. If you tired of being bored in podcasts, come to Match Matt. If you tired of like, damn, when is he going to stop talking, come to Match Matt, because that's when I'm going to stop talking.
Hello, Avi Uniglick. This is Ray Renati, your low-tech concierge, with my one-minute elevator pitch. You are my hero. You are a high-tech concierge. I could never aspire to such a position. But low-tech, let me tell you howdy. That's my business. All things low-tech. You fulfill the high-tech, and I fulfill the low-tech. And we'll help everyone on Anchor. That's my song today and my pitch. Namaste, bro.
Hey, Avi, it's Allison from Snap Days. And I know you're not talking about recommendations for hardware and software tips today, but I wanted to chime in with one that I just came up with, and it uses the Apple Watch. Now, I would never recommend that you buy the watch for this, but if you have one, you can get more of your money's worth from the product by doing this. The Anchor app and the iPhone, although they work fine together, they don't allow me to refer to notes that I've written, and I will often come up with ideas for a podcast or little snippets, and I can't refer to them while I'm using the Anchor app because I can't split the screen like I could on my iPad or something. I don't want to always walk around with, you know, a notepad or something. So I've used now Evernote a few times, added notes either verbally or using the scribble feature, and now I can just look at my watch when I want to reference notes or make sure I don't forget something in my episode.
This is a heads up for Saturday at 3 p.m. tomorrow, every Saturday, we do a record with friends for new Anchor mates. If you're new to Anchor and you would like to join us, ask any question you like. Let us know what your experience has been like. Let us know if you need some assistance. That is what this call is about. I partner with my good friend Kevin Touch, and we answer any questions that you might have, let you speak about what you're doing here on Anchor, introduce yourself, let the audience know what's going on, and we're using this to really help you and help new people come into Anchor with some friends, because when they hear you, they're going to want to hook up with you. They're going to want to meet you because you're new, they're new, they want to feel like they're in the same class. They're starting the class of 2017-2018, and they want to be a part of your history, and they're going to make history with you. So join us tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. This is what I'd like you to do. Number one, you have to favorite my station so that I can talk to you, okay? And I'll favorite your station when you do that. Call in and let me know you're interested, and you'll be available at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Then I call in to you and get you on the call. It's as easy as that. You let me know. I'm looking forward to speaking to you and meeting you, and it's always a great time with Kevin Touch. At 3 p.m. Saturdays, Eastern Time. Be there or be square. It's Friday afternoon in Philly Town, and we're winding down, but we're getting ready for the Q&A buffet all weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Hope you're around. Come back here. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to contribute. You're going to call in. You're going to say, hey, Avi, what's happening? And you're going to ask me some questions. I'm going to give you some answers, and we're going to banter back and forth, cover some material that you may not have heard before. We're going to recap the week. Hey, there's a lot going on the weekends, and if you don't come in to anchor on the weekends, you don't know what you're missing.
Hey, Avi, my friend, Positive Vibes here. What should I talk about? So many great stations out there. I feel like, you know, I'm not going to say any. My recommendation always to put out there is that, you know, when you're on other stations, you're probably going to see echoes. Check out other stations, even if you don't want to call in or you don't want to comment, things of that nature. Just check it out, right? You might find a station that you love. For myself, I just want to put it out there. I'm loving what I'm doing, just connecting and engaging, listening to your segments right now. And of course, I just had to call because it's Friday. And next is, I'll put it out there quickly, Positive Vibes Influence is my other station, which is pretty much my podcast. January the 1st, looking forward to that. Looking forward to reaching out to so many wonderful people on this wonderful platform. And I'm just rambling. Have a good day. Enjoy your weekend, everyone.